Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 56 of the Juvo Hub podcast. My name is Jonathan Saar, and usually I would have my fantastic and awesome co-host alongside me today, but he has been busy teaching CAM. So that's been a couple of weeks of work on him and just couldn't get our schedules to meet up. So I am doing it, as the song says, all by myself. So as you can tell, that's why I do podcasts and I'm not on American Idol. I can barely catch a tune. But anyway, we'll look forward to having Mark back on a few future episodes soon. So today we're going to talk about personal branding. So a little analogy that popped into my head the other day when I was trying to be outside doing some work, and all of a sudden I had all of these, in my mind, these vultures circling above my head. And it kind of freaked me out because it's like, you know, are they waiting for me to die? Like, why are these vultures circling above my head? And it was, you know, it was funny to me for a minute. Then I got to thinking about vultures and, you know, the kind of birds they are. And vultures are definitely a bird that is opportunistic. It's, you know, it's just looking for an opportunity to take advantage of something, not me, but something that is sick or has already died, roadkill. We've seen all that kind of thing happen so many times. So how does that apply to personal branding? Well, often through my career, it made me think of the people that were, you know, I don't know what the right word is, but they were just looking for an opportunity for me to fail. And at times it was very, very hurtful knowing that that was existing. I would get crazy, you know, comments on my blogs or comments in social media. The most insane, crazy reviews at speaking sessions where everybody else thought it was a great job. And I'm not saying I'm like the best speaker in the world, but, you know, overall, I knew the audience really appreciated the information. And then there's like this one review that is just incredibly scathing and hurtful. And it's like, what? How? And I received good advice from a colleague that I really appreciated, especially for that one review I remember back a few years ago. And that was her comment. It's like, you know what? There's always going to be people out there that are looking to tear you down. And so it's a good reminder for all of us, especially when you're trying to focus on your personal branding. So a few tips that I wanted to share with you today. Now, number one, don't become a yo-yo when it comes to your branding. You know, if you've ever played with a yo-yo, you know what it is. It's just, you know, it's back and forth, up and down. You can do tricks with it. But the idea, the visual that I want you to have in your head is you're out there trying to please everybody. And you're not being you. You're not focused and you're not consistent. So don't do that. You know, find your true self, focus on your true self and showcase that to the world. And again, don't worry about the vultures. Stay away from the vultures. Don't be concerned about that. But focus on consistent personal branding and not become a yo-yo. Because you are trying to build your audience. You're going to find people that are going to connect with you because of that authenticity and because of that consistency. So that leads me to my second tip when it comes to personal branding. Don't chase numbers. Don't be looking for, hoping for more followers, just trying to build your network up at whatever cost. Be focused on gathering and connecting with quality people that resonate with your message that you, and we know it, right? It's not easy to get on a microphone or to write something and post it in social media. You are putting forth the effort to talk to people about what's on your heart, share your passion, share your convictions. You will connect with those who share that. So don't be worried about numbers. Be focused on consistency. Don't chase them. Focus on quality content, quality followers, quality network, versus, you know, looking for what we see in some of the bigger influencers that are out there. Because 99% of us, that's not who we are. We're not going to be more than likely the influencer that has 100 million followers. And maybe we don't want that. I know I don't want that. I'm not interested in that whatsoever. I'm glad for people that have been able to do that. All the power to them. But for my personal goals, when it comes to personal branding, that's just not one of them. Maybe you resonate with that. I don't know. So, but anyway, focus on quality and not quantity. And then the third thing, going back to what a colleague had shared with me, how do you manage your emotions when you perceive an attack taking place? So that's tricky. When social media first came out, I think that was one of the biggest questions I received, or comments about why people don't post, why people don't share, is that fear of attack. And boy, has it ever gotten worse. It is. It's you practically, you feel like you have to go through 100 proofreaders and 10 legal departments just to be able to say, hey, congratulations on the new position. You know, it's insane how crazy people are getting when it comes to their reaction to whatever someone posts in this kind of cancel culture society that we're in currently. So hopefully that will change. But in the meantime, it does take it takes colleagues. I guess that's it. I know that helped me, and it has continued to help me. I know who I'm close with, and I can go to at any time, and they will have no problem saying, you know what, that was kind of a silly post. That was not necessary, or that didn't resonate. And they'll be confident enough, and I'm connected with them well, and friends with them well, so that they feel good to share that kind of feedback. So good or bad, I have those people in my world that will be able to share that good or bad feedback. So you need to find that circle so that when things do, when that does happen, when attacks do take place, that you'll be able to go and share that with someone that you're close with, and say, you know, did I do something crazy? And they may give you a realistic approach to what it is that you shared or posted, or they may be like this other colleague that I mentioned, who was like, ignore it. It's not true. Those are the vultures. So visual, you might not look at vultures the same way again. And I would love to know your comments too. Like, what do you do when you've been faced with personal attacks while you're trying to put yourself out there? What has been your approach? And would love to see your comments on our YouTube channel or Instagram. So that's it for today. Episode 56, by myself today. Mark is busy with Cam, teaching a Cam class, which is totally awesome and amazing. We'll get him back on the show very, very soon once he's wrapped up with that. And make sure you follow us, connect with us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram at Juvel Hub. This has been episode 56. Thank you for listening to me all by myself. See you next time. Take care.